This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We meet again here on the crossroads, rather, of what's happening across America on this truly strange path that we're on to the next president of the United States. The latest is questions about Melania and her visas and when she came into the U.S. Hillary Clinton gets a huge bump in the polls. One has her up 15 points, but usually most of them, if you did a poll of polls, it would be about 10 right now for what it's worth. Read a crazy story today that we'll talk about in News You Can Abuse, that being overweight makes the brain 10 years older. Wow. Somebody also told me that for every pound you lose, it's like 7 off of your back. I don't know how scientific that is, but they say being overweight in middle age anyway makes the brain 10 years older. That was research that was done overseas. I'll talk about that. Also, as we kind of zig and zag in a few different directions, what's in an endorsement and do we really care? Paul Ryan is in the hot seat with some, and with others, he's just fine. Thank you very much, the Speaker of the House, who found himself trying to answer for the whole immigration deal. The union that represents 7,000 immigration and customs enforcement officers says that House Speaker Paul Ryan is playing a role in the national immigration crisis by not voicing strong support for law enforcement's war on the administration's open border practices, because they're the ones struggling with it. So they sent a letter to Ryan and they talked about that and talked about that he could be adding to the rhetoric, and that children crossing the borders are molested and die, and any political leader who truly cares about these kids would stop the rhetoric and begin working with law enforcement to develop sound immigration policies to end the crisis. See, that's the other part of this. It's not just about people crossing the border and, oh, maybe there's some bad guys and they're pushing drugs and they're human trafficking. It's what's also in the middle of that. Even if they're not, quotes, human trafficking per se, the nefarious types, still what happens is there are some that just don't make it, and then they're just dumped off and left for dead in the desert. Or they have these, which goes to the bad side, they have these things called rape trees because so many of the women get raped coming across, and some of the children. So there's a whole scene that is never talked about that the customs guys and women see. When this crossing happens, sometimes in Spartan places, sometimes where there's more population. And so what they're asking is that Ryan bring up legislation to stop the immigration crisis and even hold a press conference to discuss the issue. Don't think he's going to do that. I don't think so. We jump from immigration to hostages, and should we pay the dough to get them released? Never the policy. Seems harsh, maybe in one way, but if you think about it for a second, the other part of the equation, if we're going to solve it, is if you paid ransom every single time, then boy, there'd be a lot of calls for proof of life in so many areas. Because they'd be expecting a big check. You know, the pirates, the Somalis, some of the Somali pirates that grab people from ships. The reason they do that is because they assume they're going to get big ransoms, and they don't always get them. They don't get hardly anything. So the $400 million is now the big question, because the administration sent millions of dollars worth of foreign currency to Iran at the same time as four American hostages were released in January. So there's been massive criticism that, of course, duh, that payment was for ransom. They say the transfer was the first installment of $1.7 billion between the U.S. and Iran for an old arms deal that went off the tracks. I think it is clever accounting. John Kerry, the Secretary of State, reiterated that his formal implementation of the Iran nuclear deal, the cash transfer, the hostage exchange, were separate lines of effort, but that the timing of all three happened to coincide. He also underscored that the president announced the agreement in January, arguing that this saved the American taxpayer billions of dollars, because if the settlement had gone to court, it would have been for significantly more. But there was no benefit to the U.S. by dragging it out. So he's the point person on the $400 million. Today at the Pentagon, the president spoke. It was his last presser at the Pentagon, and didn't really want to talk much about the $400 million. He didn't want to do that. So you have John Kerry tackling that, which is really his role, and he takes the heat off the president, I suppose, in addressing that. In addressing it, I think. In the meantime, this is crazy, but see, you never know. You hear about, and we talked about it briefly, the knife attack in London. Remember I mentioned on the previous show, somebody was whacked, went after some people. Here we go again. Turns out, because one person died, turns out that the wife of an American professor was killed and five others were injured in that knife attack. It happened in Russell Square, very central area. It was just a spontaneous assault. So Darlene Horton, 64-year-old Darlene Horton, was married to a Florida State University professor, a professor of psychology. They were in London. He was teaching a summer session for the university. So they had planned to return to Tallahassee on Thursday, but the stabbings late Wednesday night rattled, of course, everyone's nerves in a very popular area with tourists. And unfortunately, she was in that spot. A 19-year-old guy was arrested on suspicion of murder. He is a Norwegian national of Somali origin. They found no evidence of radicalization. At this point, that's what they're saying. How awful is that, however, for that professor? Now going back to the United States with the body of his wife instead of just his wife. Coming up later this hour, we're going to take you to the movies to lighten the load, our cheap movie review. Next, though, news you can abuse.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all the hair of Sonia, the kind of eyes that hypnotize me through. Hypnotize me through.
Time for a little news you can abuse. I'm bringing it back by popular demand. All right, so news you can abuse. What is that? You know, it's kind of, it could be a little dark, but it's kind of the lighter side, I'll call it, of life. It's just the weird, quirky, crazy things that make us laugh. I was in television news, they used to call them the kicker. So it was the last thing you would see in the newscast, and it would be sometimes too cutesy, smaltzy, over the top, sometimes incredibly, incredibly funny. It just depended, I think, on who was putting the show together. Let's put it, you know, let's put it that way. But that's why I call it news you can abuse, because you can decide whether you think it's ha-ha funny, a little funny, or just rip-roaring funny. And you get my drift here, right? Okay, so I am in digging for the haha funny. Some of the odd news that I've come across, and again, it just depends on, you know, your point of view. I think this is funny. I had the pleasure of going to Tahoe once, and if you haven't been, it's just, it used to be this brilliantly remote area that, yes, some people knew about. Now I'm sure it's exploded, but I saw these pictures, and I will describe them for you. You were on the beach, you look down a little ways, and you see mama bear, two baby bears. They're not eating porridge, but they're walking around the water. not bothering anyone, just taking a little walk, jumping in the water, kind of frolicking and splashing in the water near the beach. So this happened. This happened in South Lake Tahoe. There were kayakers who were just trying to cool off, and there was a bear and a pair of cubs. A very rare sight to see. I mean, really, frolicking is the right word, splashing around. People just watched. They didn't go up to the bears, of course, thank goodness. But they splashed around for a while, sort of politely got out of the water, these are the bears, and then just walked on their merry way. And I saw the video of it, and I was like, wow, that is incredible. Oh, that's incredible that those people got to witness that. Usually, unless we're talking about a zoo, we're talking about bears, we're talking about, oh, some horrible thing that's happened to people and how they have to be aware of bears and the danger of going too close to the bears. Remember there was the couple that took the baby cub and put him in the car? I think it was, I want to say it was Yellowstone and or Yosemite. And then what happened is they had to euthanize the bear. Oh, it was awful. So, and they thought they were just being helpful, and it was just so cute. So in this case, nobody touched the bears, of course, didn't get close to them, just watched. In St. Louis, if you've ever been there, what is the number one landmark? I'll give you a second to think about it. I know you can come up with this answer. It's the, what? The arch, the Gateway Arch. So this, apparently there's a light that appeared pretty high over the St. Louis Gateway Arch, and it's very mysterious, and what they say is perplexing. It started when somebody shot a video of the light a couple of days ago and shared it with the TV station. An employee at a park across the river from the arch took some footage from a security camera and also saw the same light. The video has been posted all over Facebook. They don't know what it is. And, you know, they've been talking about, do you believe in UFOs? They say they have no explanation. They have no explanation whatsoever. And then when asked, the Federal Aviation Administration, of course asked by the TV station, one of the local TV stations in St. Louis, and when the Air Force Base was asked, they say they have no idea what the light is. I don't know what that light is. Who knows? But it is mysterious. And it's over, here's what's crazy, so it's over the arch. And nobody can seem to come up with what it is. I mean, just that it's, you know, just that it's very strange. Right? All right, here's a strange one for you, too. At the University of Connecticut, tell me how this happens, 15 human skulls are among more than 100 various items that went unaccounted for in an inventory at the health center. They submitted a report last month to the state's auditor office, saying the skulls could not be found during two internal searches and an independent inventory by a private company. But a UConn spokesperson said that the skulls have since been accounted for and were never lost. Somebody just can't count. Oh, those skulls. I'm supposed to count them? She said that some skulls do not have tags saying when they were acquired, but they were always part of a larger collection. She said it's difficult logistically to add inventory tags to skulls, which are used by the UConn Health's medical and dental schools for teaching, which that makes sense. You would use them as teaching tools. But, oh, we just can't tag these skulls. It's impossible. It's so hard. And then the people who are doing the inventory can't count correctly. So we upset a few people thinking the skulls have gone missing. Who would take the skulls? That doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem right. This doesn't seem right either. How do you lose your way this far? A dog on its way to Asia after police rescued it from a swamp following escape from a New Jersey Newark International Airport. It was a collie, is a collie, named Dart. Get it? Darting away. Dart did get away from United Airlines Pet Transportation Service on Monday. It threaded through traffic, parking lots, before ending up stuck in the mud in a swamp. The airport police used a rowboat to reach the dog. Dart wasn't injured. It was a 45-minute rescue. The dog was cleaned up and reunited with its owner to make its flight. They're unsure where in Asia the owner and the dog were headed. You know, you don't think about that, but it is a process that happens, especially in overseas flights, somebody's moving or whatever. There are dogs, usually dogs, I was going to say animals, but dogs that are underneath, they're in the cargo area, and they're being flown to whatever destination. And then they have to be usually quarantined, excuse me, for a while. It could even be up to 6 months, depending on, you know, what the company is. But they do have to be quarantined. All right, last one for you. A New Jersey man is going to go to court to keep Pokemon Go players off his lawn. Jeffrey Martyr from West Orange says strangers started lingering outside his home after the popular game was released last month. Five people knocked on his door, asked to get into his backyard to catch a Pokemon placed there virtually by the game. The suit against the game makers, Nintendo, of course, and the Pokemon Company, seeks class action status for others who have had Pokemon scrapes, stops, and gyms placed on their property. The lawsuit says the defendants have shown a flagrant disregard for the foreseeable consequences of populating the real world with virtual Pokemon without seeking the permission of property owners. I think so many people are playing this game, I can't imagine they won't just try to either settle this lawsuit or just let it drag out. Pokemon Go. All right, coming up on the flip side, we go back on the campaign trail, the latest, greatest, you know, everything that's the buzz. That's next on America Tonight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On the campaign trail? Of course you are. All right, so Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. What do you make of the polls? The polls have Clinton ahead. Here's the thing. What really ultimately will matter is what happens in November. And, of course, the Electoral College, a little bit different than when we're talking about electing people for Congress, both chambers, than when we're talking about electing a president. What's the latest, greatest? Heading into the weekend, we'll dive on that in just a second. But first, let's reach out to Ben in Texas. Hey, Ben, how are you?
Did you say Ben?
Yes, Ben. I'm sorry. Is it someone else?
No, Dan.
It's Dan. I'm sorry. I had Ben on my screen. I thought it was Ben, a new Ben.
I was going to say,
right.
I don't think I'm a
new
Ben.
Name. You're Dan. You definitely are distinctively Dan.
I did something nice today.
What?
My girlfriend was having a bad, bad day. So I went down and I ordered a floral arrangement and I took it to her and I left it at work. and she wasn't there at the time, but tomorrow I expect she'll slap a lip lock on me like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, that is sweet.
I am a sweet guy, you know that.
That is nice. I know. You're a pussycat underneath.
I need you to do something for me.
Sure.
I need you to send me a sample of that One World Way, preferably vanilla or chocolate, either one. And
okay.
Also a phone number that you will send to me. I don't want to try to write it down now. As well, so I can call them, ask them how to buy it from them, blah, blah, blah. Because I want to do it. Also,
okay.
I want to try those seed oils, too, because
good.
I heard about how he got rid of his Crohn's disease. My girlfriend has Crohn's disease.
Mm, yeah.
So we are going to be supplying her with the necessary.
Yeah, to make her better. Yes, absolutely. When we're done with this call, hang on again. So I know I've got your address somewhere in our database from something we sent you before, but let's just make sure we have it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now, don't worry about Donald. He's going to come out on top. Nobody wants any more of the Obama administration, Hillary administration crap that's been going on. This $400 million ransom is just the last straw. He's doing everything he can to deplete our military and ruin us in a nation. He has had a hate relationship for the American people and America, and his little organization is coming to an end. And Donald is going to reverse everything that Obama did, including Obamacare. Now, you were talking earlier about your situation where you were sick. Look, What's the problem? They keep stopping us from doing this, but what is the problem of being able to go and get insurance from anyone you want to and go see any doctor you want to without having to jump through hoops and belong to this and belong to that and list all the stuff that you got wrong with you? It's just a crock of crap, and we don't have to. They have ruined the best health care system in the entire world, where people come from all over the rest of the world to our nation to get the health care that will keep them alive and healthy.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it is. It's ridiculous.
I mean, with your own situation that you went through, I thought that was appalling. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, and that's nothing compared to some other people. Absolutely, you're completely.
Listen, I knew you need to get on with the program. So, what do you want me to do? Just hang on.
Yeah, hang on a second, and I'll have. Daniel take all your
Daniel.
Vitals. He will take your vitals, so hang on a second, so that we make sure that we have those so we can send them to you. And it's interesting because Dan talks about One World Way, and One World Way is a game changer. It's been a game changer for me. You know, I don't endorse things lightly. Why? Because why would I do that? I mean, honestly, that's my best answer. And Stephen Hewer contacted me. Gosh, he contacted me months ago and asked me, hey, would you be interested in trying it? And that's how that whole thing happened. And synergistic nutrition is just a game changer. In fact, even Dan could do this. Just go to americatonight.net, click on the symbol that's on my website, americatonight.net, and it'll take you right to all their great products. And since I was never interested in doing the powders or any of that because I didn't really know much about it until I met him. Like I said, energy-wise, etc., just health-wise, huge game changer. That and the seed oils, too, absolutely. Let's go out to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hello, Pete.
Hey, I got my 2 pounds of One World Whey. That stuff is amazing. I've got more energy, and I've only been doing it for a day.
Really? You have been?
Yeah. That stuff's great, man.
So you ordered it? Wow.
I've got 2 pounds of it. It's wonderful stuff.
Well, I think if it's just been like a day, you wait until a week goes by. 2 weeks. I really I swear you will feel different. It's just an amazing, and it's all natural. There's nothing in it that's harmful to you. That's the key thing, but it's incredibly helpful. And I think the reason I like Epeat is because I really trust Stephen Huer. I have a thing with trust. I knew that this guy did this because he was having massive problems, and having massive problems led him to try to figure out what could he do. And I swear by it.
But whenever you said it helped with Crohn's, that's what I've got. And I thought, I'm getting this stuff because if Kate says it's going to work,
it'll
work. So I've got a couple of pounds of it. I'm giving it a shot, and I'm going to go from here. You know, what's next?
Awesome. Awesome. Well, that's good to hear, Pete. Let us know. Thanks. Thanks for the call. Let us know how it continues for you. So there you go. Yeah. It's really amazing. And like I said, just check it out. You can just go through everything yourself just by going to the website, or go to my website, and it hooks you into it. And you'll see not just One World Way, but everything else that's up there too as well. All right. You know, as we motor through, I swear I was going to jump back right on the campaign trail. Do we want to do that? Do we want to jump on the campaign trail? Really? I have to tell you the latest. So, Paul Ryan is saying he didn't rule out, because, you know, he keeps getting asked about this whole supporting Trump thing. He doesn't rule out revoking support for Trump at this point. Because, again, he slammed Trump's remarks about the Khan family and said it was beyond the pale, and some Trump could go too far for Ryan to be able to continue to support him, because he said he didn't want to be drawn into, and this is a smart response for a politician. He said he didn't want to be drawn into hypotheticals, but said that none of these things are ever blank checks. And he said this goes with any kind of, you know, any situation in any kind of, you know, race, which, okay, that makes sense. But the week that Trump had, the Khan thing, now the Melania stuff, this latest poll I looked at, Hillary is leading Trump by 15. You've already heard me talk about polls, and really, what do polls show us, whether it's 15 or 10 or 9 or whatever it is. It's just at this point, gosh, it is so, I mean, it is so disheartening. When I first started doing America Tonight, I talked about a third party. And the reason I talked about a third party is because we were, you know, power corrupts, and we were seeing the same old, same old. It didn't matter if you were talking about Democrats or Republicans. And maybe creating the third party isn't quite the answer. I'm not sure. But the logjam just continues. And there's a pecking order. Of course, it's the way the government is run. You, certain committees you get on, who do you know? I mean, it's not a one-person show. When you get up there, you have all this idealism and what you want to do. But guess what? You have to have friends around you. And if you don't have those friends, you can't get whatever it is that you're trying to get passed. So that, too, becomes part of the equation. Because I was in Phoenix, I want to mention this. When I was in Phoenix, I had a few people, Phoenicians, I'll call them, talk to me about this serial shooter. It's hit for the 9th time. This time, nobody was injured. They've got this composite that's flying around that shows a possible suspect in these shootings in Phoenix. They say 7 people, including a 12-year-old girl, which is very sad, have died being wounded in a random shooting spree that goes all the way back to March. And they still do not know who this person is. Frightening, huh? We're lightening the load. We're heading to the movies for our cheap movie review next.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Suits. Wow, this is a big deal. Waleed Tamari joins us now. He's in our virtual green room, and he is an attorney. We're going to talk about this class action suit. Dozens of retired wrestlers, if you haven't heard, filed it against WWE over head injuries. You know, we've talked about that before with football and in other sports. We just saw this in auto racing where Dale Earnhardt Jr. isn't racing in Indianapolis this upcoming weekend. Instead, Jeff Gordon is coming out of retirement, but this has to do with wrestlers. Think about how they get slammed on the mat so many times. Waleed, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Kate, thank you so much for having me.
So, you know, you think of sports and you go into sports and you're this athlete, and I'll call some of these wrestlers athletes, and I think they're performers too, obviously, more than anything. But do they have some validity here? There's 50 of them that are part of this suit.
You know, it's an interesting question, and I think, Kate, it's important to kind of understand how we got here in terms of this lawsuit. This isn't the first lawsuit that's been brought by wrestlers against the WWE for generally the same type of fact pattern. In other words, what's the fact pattern here? The fact pattern here and the allegations are that the WWE was aware that these wrestlers were being put in danger, in harm's way, and that their head injuries, their concussions, were going to result in long-term brain damage. Those are the allegations. What's important, so to answer your question about where this case is going to go, it's important to understand the nuance, the difference between what's already happened in previous litigation and now what's been filed a couple of days ago on Monday, right? So in previous litigation, there were different wrestlers, but again, the same type of allegations. The Connecticut court, which is the same court where this lawsuit on Monday was filed, ruled in March of this year. They said, listen, they dismissed most of the claims that the wrestlers brought, and the reason why they dismissed the claims is because there was this exception to negligence, right? There was this exception to negligence called the contact sports doctrine, which says that if you're engaged in a contact sport and you get injured, basically that's kind of part of the risk that you assume. That's what the contact sports doctrine says. You can't bring a lawsuit against the coaches or your fellow participants. So the judge, the court in that case in March of this year, extended that doctrine to the WWE. Okay? Mm-hmm. So what's happened now, Kate, that's different? What's happened now is that the wrestlers have filed, they've got additional plaintiffs, they've got additional allegations, and they've appealed. That decision that happened in March I just described is on appeal. And now what they've said, look, you cannot... You can't say this is a contact sport for the reasons I think, Heath, that you articulated, because it's not that the contact is happening in a natural manner. The contact in wrestling is happening because all of these maneuvers are orchestrated, they're devised, and they're dictated and organized by the WWE. When you've got a wrestler throwing a chair at another wrestler, that's something the WWE has created. It's an artificial setting. So it makes this case a little bit different, and therefore that the basis for why large portions of the previous lawsuit were dismissed shouldn't apply here. That's where this case is going.
Yeah, so do you think this... I see this as something that, of course, is getting a lot of attention, but I think this is something that could be dragged out for a while. What do you think?
I think it is going to be dragged out for a while because what's the first issue? I mean, the first issue is going to take time. The first issue is the WWE is going to say, haven't we resolved this issue? Didn't the court just decide on this issue? So you're going to have to wait for the appeal process in the previous issue, in the previous lawsuit. It is going to take a while, yes.
Yeah, but and if you've got these 50 former wrestlers, how much testimony, when you have a class action suit, this would be interesting for people. How do you determine, especially when you're talking about people with names, are they dragged into court? Do they do the deposition thing? Of course they do, right?
Yeah, this is, of course they do. You're a named plaintiff. You're gonna have to provide your discovery, which means that you're gonna have to answer to questions that the WWE has a right, because as a right based on the law, to ask in terms of what evidence they have to substantiate their claims. So yes, they're gonna have to provide medical documentation. Yes, they may have to be subjected to depositions and interrogatories. Like you said, this is going to be a process.
Oh, yeah, definitely it's going to be a process. Which side would you want to be on if you were? Would you rather be the attorney representing the WWE, or would you rather be bringing the suit? Who has the easier road?
It's interesting. That question is going to, in terms of who's got the easier road, it's really, I think that the appeal in the previous case is going to be very meaningful. And I think at some level it'll be instructive in terms of where this case turns out. Because if the appellate court, Kate, reverses the district court's previous ruling and says, look, you can proceed on this from a negligence claim, I think that changes the playing field a little bit. So at the end of the day, what's going to happen? At the end of the day, the goal here, really, for the wrestlers is to try to get a settlement. If, the wrestlers that have been harmed, right, that have suffered serious brain damage, they're looking to attribute these damages to the WWE. And they're looking for a financial recovery. And, in terms of whether they're going to get that recovery, I think the appeal and the success of the appeal in the previous case may be meaningful in this case as well.
Yeah. And we're speaking with Waleed Tamari, and of course he's an attorney. We're talking about this class action suit. I had a cousin that was involved in a class action suit, and they won, and she got some money from it, but there was this debate about, ooh, should you be in this suit, and isn't this going to harm you? In this case, they're former wrestlers, so they don't necessarily have to worry about any blowback from that. But when you deciding to be in a class action suit versus individually doing it, what are the things that you need to weigh?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I also think, you know, this may not end up as a class action. This may end up as a different wrestler might have different damages, right? They may have different thresholds of what type of head injuries they've sustained, different amounts of medical treatment. You know, so I think that this could be different. This could be litigation that's going to be judged on, from a damages standpoint, on an individual basis. I really think it's too early to tell. I don't think you can look at it at this time as a class action as you would ordinarily think of a class action.
Yeah, so this is kind of an anomaly then, in other words.
I'm not sure it's an anomaly, but I think that the range of the damages can be it can be different for different plaintiffs. So I don't think you're going to have the commonality that you're used to seeing in the class actions that you hear about every day. If that makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense. And again, it's interesting because you go with the former wrestlers, now you have the current wrestlers. If they were to win the suit, doesn't that help the guys that are currently in the ring, so to speak?
Well, obviously, yeah. I mean, if they were to win the suit, obviously, and even if they weren't, even before that suit, the suit is resolved, you'd think that the WWE would definitely start taking additional measures, right? You think that a lawsuit like this would bring additional attention, would require additional care, additional thought to the process. So you'd think that even before this litigation is resolved, those issues would be addressed by the WWE.
Yeah, that's what I would think that too, especially the way McMahon runs his businesses. I can't imagine, and who knows? I mean, like you said, there's so many things. Just because you file a suit as an attorney, you know this, it can go in a lot of different directions. I mean, how many lawsuits just even settle before anything happens, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's really early in the process. Obviously, even in our brief conversation here, we've talked about the many issues that have to be resolved. So, like you said, it's going to be a process, whether this settles, whether the case doesn't proceed. It's really too early to tell.
Yeah, but the one thing it does do from the sports point of view that I mentioned at the top, Waleed, is that it gets people thinking more about CTE. It's not just football players. It's other participants in sports that are, they're talking about now these Alzheimer's-like symptoms, disease, etc. So that's significant from the point of view of the people who are working to let the world know about CTE.
You're absolutely right. CTE is a horrible thing, and you're absolutely right. This is definitely going to create further awareness, absolutely.
All right, Waleed, thank you so much. Great stuff. It's interesting to see where this will end up. Like we just said, you go from point A to point B. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Always a pleasure.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.